Welcome to the Creative Captive Podcast. It's all about expressing yourself freely and creatively. We'll be talking about being a creative, monetizing your craft, mental health, and everything in between. I'm your host, Joanne Mbataru. Okay, so if you're listening to this audio, two things. First of all, if you're listening to this audio on the 13th, then I have succeeded. But knowing me, and my luck, that's impossible. So if you're listening to this on the 31st, things didn't go as planned. If you're listening to this on a day or a month that is not January 2024, then things really hit the fan. Like, I don't know what to say. But here we are, I guess. So I think I should just explain what this is. I've been wanting to upskill my recording skills. Is that repetition? I've been wanting to upskill my audio production skills. And to do that, I had to, you know, take you guys on the journey. I think, was it last episode or the one before that? I don't know. But there was an episode towards the end of season two. I tried encouraging you guys, if any of you want to try out audio production or creating your own podcast. And I thought, hey, since I'm on a journey to upskill, might as well bring you along. And as I do that, why don't I start from zero? So that you can join along and you can maybe learn something. So here's the gist, okay? This episode, I'm recording on my phone. I wanted to record on the inbuilt recorder, but my experience with inbuilt recorders, like the ones that come with your phone, haven't been good. I remember once for a school project, I did use the inbuilt recorder. Guess what it did? It would stop randomly in between the recording, and I would just have blank spaces. Did I say blank? I would just have blank spaces. I feel like I need to explain why my pronunciations will be off a little. It's later. It's not imperative for this particular episode. Anyway, so that's why we're not using an inbuilt one. I am using a very specific audio recorder that was recommended to me in school by a fellow classmate. And I just love it. It's great. The settings are preset. I think the first time I set the settings was back in school. I'm also using my old phone because my current phone is charging. Also, I did say if you're listening to this on the 13th or 35th, I don't know because I'm recording this before. Any of those days, and not on the 30th. Not at all. No, that can't be me. Let's just say learning a new skill is fun. It's fun for the first few seconds, and then it's not. So I don't know how I want this audio to flow. Like, should we just do it in one continuous take, or should we chop it up? I don't know. I'll, future me, that's future's me problems.
This is the hot new entry of the week.
Broadcasting worldwide online 24/7.
This is Creative Captive.
Keep it locked.
Ugh. fun. Happy New Year. I don't know when this is coming out. I'm assuming it will come up. Can't even speak anymore. Happy New Year. Someone asked me today, why do you still say... Actually, several people have asked me this question. About telling people Happy New Year when it's not New Year's. I'm like, but you didn't see me during New Year's. So, till I see you next, it's technically New Year. So, deal with it. It'll be February. I'll still tell people Happy New Year because, boy, has this month raced. Sprinted, I dare say. 2024 has started interesting. I think in Nairobi, we're experiencing weird weather. It was really sunny, I think, around Christmas. Then we experienced some heavy rains. It was intense. It was intense. And then now it's sunny. It's sunny. It's hot. Like, damn. You don't even need to be at the coast. It's hot. In the capital, it's hot. Okay? It's hot. Put on sunscreen. That's my advice. Actually, to anyone out there, put on sunscreen, you know? Put on sunscreen. I do know some people have winter right now. Can't relate. I wish I was sorry. Can't relate. But it is hot. I'm scared for our version. We don't have seasons here. We at the equator, okay? We at the equator. We have short rains, long rains. I don't know. We got that. We have that instead. So I'm really scared of June, July, because that's when we have cold season. It's gonna be bad, guys. It's gonna be bad. But not as bad as... Was it 2017 or 2016? There was a June between those 2 years. That was brutal. I was in school, obviously, and our school is situated, well, that campus, situated next to, like, some hills. So, like, it's cold wind that permeates your skin and right into the bone. It's kind of chill. A dry cold. It's just a dry cold. Like, it's not humid. It's not icy. It's just this cold air that just cold winds. If you learned that in geography, the winds that bring rain, it's just a cold wind that just hits you in the bone and you just, yeah. Anyway, like I said, country late. I'm really curious because global warming is real and I'm really scared for the cold season because it could be like a rainy cold season. That's the worst. Rainy cold season. Worst kind of seasons. Worst. Hate it. Why does it exist? We don't know. But I think worse than a rainy cold season is a hot rainy season. People who live in the rainforest or in humid areas, they get it. It's just as bizarre because it's humid, it's hot, and it's raining. Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's cut. I can't even. I think those people win. Those people win. Like I said, my pronunciations are gonna be weird. I've been doing some things behind the scenes with my voice, and yeah, we hope for the best. So it's going to really interfere with, because anytime I'm near recording, it's like, my body doesn't know what to do, because it's like, we know we're recording, should we use this voice, or should we talk normal? Well, good luck. Whatever you hear, okay?
Creative Captive.
Turn it on.
Turn it up.
Download this podcast for free.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.
You're tuned in to Creative Captive.
What else do I want to talk about? That's what this episode feels like. Those podcasts where people don't know what they're talking about, and it's like, I'm just gonna rumble. I'm just gonna rant into this microphone, and you're all gonna listen, and you're gonna love it. And you're gonna share, like, subscribe. Yeah. What else do people do? Leave a comment. Oh, social media. Something I have been doing, well, less of, is doom scrolling. Oh my god, last year, I was doom scrolling so much. It was more or less me as trying to escape. I don't know what I was escaping, because here the heck we are. It was escapism, maybe. Yeah, I haven't done that in a while. I kind of miss it, but not really, because until this moment, I just realized that I haven't been doom scrolling as much. I don't even feel the enticement to doom scroll. Previously, I would feel like, oh my god, I'm missing out so much. People are going to be making references that I don't get. And now I'm just like, I got stuff to do. I'm a busy girl. That's what I feel like now. Oh, right, back to upskilling. I've been watching videos online on YouTube, if you know, you know, of people who are well-known in audio production. And I've just been watching these videos, and I'm like, what? You know, then everyone's talking about AI. And let me tell you, here are two things I recently watched. Apparently, Adobe Audition has a setting where you can write something, it's like a text-to-speech, you can write something down and then have a preset robot sounding voice read it, you know, and you can insert that into your podcast, and you can use it like an intro or something. And I thought, this is very specific, this is very niche to people who are into AI, who are talking about robotics, like normal people like me. Like, I'm a creative, I could create weird, disturbing intros and you'll be fine. But you know, I think I have taught you all, I've set the tone for everyone with my intro, so I think that would be improbable. Yes. So I don't know, and it's still under development, so depends with the person who chooses. See how I changed accents? Oh, love it. Speaking of accents, I recently watched, I think it was a Jubilee video. If it wasn't Jubilee, I can't remember what, because it seemed like everyone's trying to copy Jubilee. They did a video of, can people guess who is the real American amongst Africans? So we had a Kenyan, of course, we had a Namibian, and then we had several Nigerians, which... let's not talk about it. If you don't know, I will explain in a minute. And we had several Nigerians, and it was very interesting to see them all interact. Especially, some of them got visas to the US really early, some quite recent. And there was was he from Namibia or Botswana? I don't know, I think just the central part of Africa, closer to the south, but central. If you know, you know. And he spoke with an accent that was very similar to what Wakanda film accents for Africa. You get what I'm saying, right? And he even referenced it. And he was like, yeah, you know, and he spoke in his accent. I can't do it because I'm going to sound more Kenyan, as you can tell. But it was so fascinating. I was like, oh my god, you're right. People in Central Africa speak in that generic African that most Hollywood studios assume is an African accent, which they're not wrong, but they're not right, you know? So that was interesting. Cool video. They failed to identify the real mole, who was actually a Nigerian who was born and raised in the US. But I think was born then, I think around 2 years old. I don't know why I know his entire life story, but at the age of two, he went to Nigeria. So he like, oh my god, I can't believe I just said Nigeria. Accent. He went to Nigeria, and of course he understood, you know, the culture. That's why he could fit in and people could not tell. But of course he had an American accent, so. But he also had the Nigerian accent. There's this Nigerian accent. If you know, you know. if you meet any Nigerian who has grown up in the US or the UK, you can tell. You can tell. When they speak English, it's very UK or very US based, but then they have the way they talk. Yeah. You get it. You don't get it. I don't know how to help you. Just go look online. Okay? Good.
Relax and enjoy.
Creative Captain.
Back to my upskilling. So my point is, I'm going to record this audio in this format. I'm not going to mention the software because not sponsored. Also, I noticed for some people this podcast works for everyone, actually. I'm not talking to myself. Now, I noticed for this app, for some people it works, for other people it doesn't work. Mainly because settings. There's also a paid version of this app. So mainly settings, which for people who are beginning, it's going to be sound difficult, but you just need to cram, okay? You need to have a certain hertz. It needs to be in WAV, which I'll be explaining that in another episode, you know? So this is just starting out for anyone who's starting out, who wants a podcast, and they don't know what to do. You just need to focus on the settings. So actually, I'm going to stop this recording. No, actually, I can pause. Yeah, no. Should I pause? Yeah, let me pause. Then I'll look at the settings. Because I'm not sure. It's like 4400? 44100. There's a setting. It depends with the app you have. Because some have... you can select if you want your original recording to be in WAV, which is what I'm doing right now. It's not an MP3. WAV is the best one because it's more raw. It's more raw. I just made myself laugh because of how I said raw. So it's more raw. And you can... It's just ideal when you import that into an editing software, whether using Audacity or Adobe. It's better that way because MP3 means you've compressed it, and by compressing you lose a couple of things, right? But when it's in WAV, it's just better. Just trust me, okay? I don't want to go into the sciences because I barely remember, okay? It's been a couple of years. Just know WAV raw. All right. I paused to so that I could. I'm telling you in real time because it's really important for you to know how to like edit your work. So what I did to edit something I wanted to leave out, which you won't hear. So I'm not gonna tell you what it was, but I wish I could remember because I think I just went blank. But the point here is because I can't mark. Because if I was recording on Adobe, I just press M, which marks. And the mark helps me know I made a mistake there and I need to correct it. So what I did here instead is I left 30 seconds to 1 minute of silence. So that like it looks really prominent. Other people could do a clap, but because this is all looking very compressed to me, I need something that's really significant enough to... When I open this now in my editing software, I can see it. So editing for this podcast, I will edit Adobe Audition because it's gonna take forever. It's gonna take forever to edit this in this app. Like, not even lying, man. It's gonna take forever. And there's some settings I would like to have. I can't have here, like my background music that I use, my intro, like how I make that, because I do make them fresh every episode. If you didn't know, now you know. We can't do that here because again, this is on my phone. I'd have to import all those audio tracks, which are quite sizable, so not very smart. It's not gonna fit. Unless there's an app out there that's very similar to Adobe, but for the phone. But who would want to do that? Like, already editing on Adobe. This is me ranting. Okay, let's go off on this tangent, okay? Already editing with Adobe or just any other platform, honestly. Just using that touchpad is freaking annoying. it's better with a mouse. It's better with a mouse. Can you imagine doing the finger thing on your smartphone? The teeny tiny screen, like zooming in and out all the time. I would go crazy. That is just not efficient. And it's time consuming when there are easier, faster ways of doing it. Maybe someone can create an app for that. I would be down to check that out.
Broadcasting worldwide online 24/7.
This is Creative Captive.
Keep it locked.
Creative Captive.
Turn it on. Turn it up.
Download this podcast for free.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.
I don't know how long I've been talking. Ooh, I've been talking for 19 minutes. Oh, I can see that here. Oh my God, that's so cool. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying, make sure you're recording in WAV. Sometimes the settings change from up to up. So settings could be, you know, WAV, and then it already set for you the Hertz, the 44-100, you know, or you could just Google that real quick, honestly. I should have had this information at hand to tell you, but I was really just excited to, like, start recording on my phone. This audio may sound a bit echoey because, again, I am inside my closet. I've not given it good acoustic treatment. I have 10 seconds to stop talking because I want to end this at exactly 20 minutes, but I've already wasted. Okay, bye. Now I'm going to extend it a little bit, okay? Yeah, you can just check in the settings. Always record something in WAV or 44 hertz. I think I'll talk about that next episode. This was just for someone who's starting and wants to record. You can just open your recording app and just start recording and then play it back. It's good to do this, to do a few tests and then hear yourself back. Because granted, this is not the best equipment to be using to record. I'd say ideally, if you have wired earphones, use the microphone on that to record. Create a nice acoustic environment. Again, all those details I'll talk about in the next episode because this is going to be a long episode to talk about all that. But the idea is for you to create an environment where there isn't much echo and stuff like that. But just for you to start to get used to hearing the sound of your own voice, I'd like to also point out your voice is going to sound weird. You're going to listen to your voice and you're going to be like, what the heck is that? And you will probably never objectively hear yourself the same again. But with time, you'll get to know different inflections if you hear your voice back over and over again. You just get really good at hearing certain things. But another key thing I'd say is invest in a good pair of earphones so that when you're editing yourself, you're hearing yourself in the best quality. Because if you edit yourself when you can hear yourself in the best quality, if someone even has really someone who has really not good earphones, it's gonna sound good anyway. You know, you'd rather not edit yourself hearing yourself poorly, because it's still going to sound poor, you know? So just open up your recorder, record yourself, even if it's for like 2 minutes, hear it back, get used to yourself talking, get used to yourself pacing yourself and talking and stuff like that, and you'll be fine. So that was this episode. This is 22 minutes, and I hope you learned something. I'm talking really cocky because I have not edited this yet. So I'm being very cocky and all that. I'm pretty sure I'll listen back to this and I'll be like, there's so much echo. So if the final product sounds really echoey, that's part of the learning process. It's not going to sound good. Like right now, if you listen to my last episode, Birthday Bonanza, and then you listen to my first ever episode, they sound very different. You know, one sounds better. Maybe you think they both sound horrible. I mean, that's your prerogative, you know? Do you? But yeah, when you start, you're going to start sounding off. And the only way you'll know that you sounded off but sound better now is if you start and keep at it.
Creative Captive.
Happy New Year. If you don't like being told Happy New Year, too bad, I just did. See you next month. New episodes every 13th. But if I continue with this madness, who knows? Good thing February does not have 31 days, so I can't use that as a cop-out again. So, see you later, guys. Bye! Up in your host, oh my god, I forgot to say my host. Up in your host, Joanne Bataru. Follow this podcast on socials, Creative Captive Podcast on Instagram. We're more active there. We also have a Facebook, ignore that. We also may have a LinkedIn, but we're still developing that. Ooh, I said developing nicely. In that other job, was it a job? Get... In that other thing that I'm doing, I just realized I can't edit that out. But in case future me decided to edit it out, in that other thing I do where I have to talk in different accents, I can't say the word developing. Actually, there's a word, headache. I say headache, but they say headache. And I'm like, what, headache? That sounds wrong. It's headache. But they're like, headache. And then they put an S towards the end, headaches. I'm like, oh. Mm. So yeah, I'm having a great time having crises of how words are supposed to be pronounced or how my ears hear how I pronounce words relative to how I think they should sound. It's fun. It's interesting. I hope your 2024 has begun interesting, and that your 2024 will continue to be a beautiful year of happiness. See, it happened again. I said year, and I'm like, is it year or ear? Okay, let me just end this podcast. New episodes every 13th. I've been your host, Joanne Bataru. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast, download the podcast, leave a comment. There's probably a poll or something on Spotify. Yeah, you get this podcast, you can listen to it anywhere where you listen to podcasts. So, yeah. All right. That's it. Start that thing you don't want to start. Start upskilling. Do everything. You're going to die soon. We're keeping that in. I'm not deleting that.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy today's show.